Welcome to Tension, the Film Noir of the Week podcast. Before I begin, I wanted to mention a few things. Folks have been asking how this podcast ties into the Film Noir of the Week website. It's simple. I'm going back and doing podcasts based on the films we've covered at filmnoiroftheweek.com. I've been embedding the podcast at the site as I create them to have things all in one place. As regular readers notice, we have a very active comment section. Also, you can post and comment at Film Noir of the Week Facebook page. And for fun, subscribe to the Film Noir Quote of the Day Instagram page. Another question, what is a podcast? Well, it's an audio show produced for the purpose of listening, usually on your phone, iPod, or other devices. They're great to listen to on your morning commute, at work with your headphones on, at the gym, running. Basically, what you do is download an app like iTunes for iPhones or Pocket Casts or Stitcher for Androids. Find a few podcasts you're interested in. For example, from my movie podcast list, I listen to How Did This Get Made, The Canon, and James Bonding. Throw in a few comedy podcasts and maybe a good news one, and you create a playlist. The app on your phone does all the work. You just hit play, and the most recent podcasts play as you want to listen. If you're listening to us on a computer, on a browser, I highly recommend you try listening in the car, at work, or on the go. And finally, before we get to this week's selection, I wanted to recommend the film documentary A Fuller Life, directed by Samantha Fuller, Samuel Fuller's daughter, and produced by Krista Lang Fuller, Samuel Fuller's former wife and producer of the film. It's a fantastic look at one of my favorite filmmakers' career and life. As you noir heads know, he directed some of the great films noir, including Pickup on Salt Street, and he wrote a personal favorite of mine, Scandal Sheet, with Broderick Crawford. You can watch the documentary A Fuller Life on the well-maintained and moderated streaming service Filmstruck. But even better, buy the DVD. Yes, twice a year, I do still buy DVDs. This year, this one is on my list. It contains the movie and some great extras. Available at chrisamfilms.com, that's chrisamfilms, one word, .com. Now to this week's Noir of the Week. It's from 1952. It stars Joan Crawford, Jack Palance, and Gloria Graham. It's Sudden Fear. Joan Crawford plays a single Riches Rockefeller heiress that lives in San Francisco. And somehow this woman, pushing 50, is also the most successful Broadway playwright on the other side of the country. As Sheila O'Malley wrote in her piece about the film, why not? Crawford, as Myra Hudson, has no time for love, as her handsome lawyer, Bruce Bennett, knows all too well. Bennett played Crawford's ex-husband in Mildred Pierce, if he looks familiar. Loveless Crawford falls for a struggling actor, one she fired just days before. Jack Palance. She's so happy the younger man loves her, she rushes him to the altar, only to find out that Jack and his scheming ex-girlfriend are out to get her. Honestly, how could you imagine anyone else playing this part? The New York Times review at the time of the release noted that Crawford is an actress who is sturdy enough to bear the weight of an unsensational yarn. True, the film isn't really that original, but wow. Crawford using her playwriting skills to frame her husband and his femme fatale mate is just fun to watch. Crawford does, admittedly, come across as campy at times, but this is not Johnny Guitar. Released by RKO, this independent production run by Miss Crawford after some notable failures during her last years at Warners is great to look at. That's probably because of the camera work of Charles Lane, who Crawford insisted they hire. The scene where she hides in the closet, peering out with only a sliver of light on her face and gloves, she's sweaty, scared, and losing her nerve. Nothing like the carefully timed-up plan shown to us earlier in the film. Elmer Bernstein's music isn't used in the scene. You can hear a pin drop as you watch Crawford wordlessly try to muster the courage to go on and modify her plan as a wind-up toy almost gives away her location. Crawford was nominated for 1953's Best Actress, but didn't win. I think it was her strongest role since Mildred Pierce. She has a camp, self-aware thing going on that is distracting, but she was one of the great film actresses. And Palance and Graham are at the top of their game. Palance, and I admit I'm more of a fan of him than Crawford, was 1 year away from his iconic role in Shane, while Graham won an Academy Award the year Sudden Fear came out for The Bold and the Beautiful. Palance is never better as the frightening side of beef. And Gloria Graham, with her never-matched, I-don't-give-a-shit attitude, and the way she could seduce any man watching. Lang cleverly has Graham look directly into the camera when she beds Palance for the first time by purring stretched out on the couch, "You still love me," a line that in no way telegraphs what Graham is really saying, "Let's have sex right now." The location shooting in hilly, twisty San Francisco is also worth mentioning. The film foreshadows the noirish, head-spinning world of Vertigo a few years later. If anyone knows, by the way, where they shot that cliff scene behind the San Fran mansion, please let me know. There are some unintentionally funny moments. Palance in a smoking jacket. Why did folks put on more clothes after hours at home in old movies? Crawford is sent to bed after she fakes twisting an ankle after taking a major stuntman tumble down the stairs. If you could fall like that, why do you need to paint your ankle red with lipstick? And why did they send her to bed? She's 47, not 97. How about taking her to a doctor to get a splint? She's rich. One part of the film I thought was funny was young, healthy Palance being inspected and commented on by his wife's old fart friends at a party. It's a duplicate of a scene from this year's Get Out. My definition of a great film is any movie with at least three good scenes and no bad ones. Even the unintentionally funny, corny parts are at least entertaining. If you haven't seen Sudden Fear, make sure you watch the restored version, not the muddy one that's been making the rounds for years. The restored version is also available on Filmstruck right now for streaming.
House. You can't back out now.
Mister, why are you so excited?
I mean, I've been looking forward to being alone with you.
I was just wondering what I'd done to deserve you.
Thanks for listening. We're looking for sponsors. If you're interested, please email me at backalleynoir@gmail.com or at our websites. Read more about Sudden Fear in the excellent Noir of the Week article by Guy Savage and Sheila O'Malley's piece at rogerebert.com. And remember to subscribe to Tension, the Film Noir of the Week podcast at all podcast locations. And read filmnoirtheweek.com and our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. I'm Steve Eifert.